Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Death Over Easy by Maddie Day. Narrated by Laurel Merlington. Chapter 1. A crow scratched out a call from a tall black maple at the edge of the music festival seating area. A shiver rippled through me, but I shook it off. I don't believe in bad omens. The bluegrass group on stage had finished with a flourish and a bow. The applause diminished, and the buzz of voices increased as the musicians packed up their instruments and left the stage. I smiled at Roberto and Maria Fracasso, seated in camp chairs next to me. My father and his wife were visiting from Italy, and what was a more American event to immerse them in than the Brown County Bluegrass Festival? Especially since Roberto had confided in me that he'd grown to love the twangy, energetic genre when he'd been a visiting graduate student here all those years before. Abe is up next. I pointed to the stage with the giant American flag as backdrop. Above it stretched a big banner reading, "Back Home Again in Indiana." My boyfriend, Abe, had just appeared, banjo case in hand. My guests had met him last night at the dinner I'd thrown for them, my aunt and her beau. Everyone had gotten along great. Actually, Roberto knew Abe from when he'd lived with the O'Neill family almost 30 years ago. But Abe had been so young he barely remembered the man who had been the Italian graduate student in town on a research grant.
"Roberto, no, I should call you Robbie,"
Roberto began. "Either is fine." Roberto was my given name, after all, even though I hadn't known I was named for him until recently.